Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mitchell Fain, if you know theater at all, you may be familiar with the Santaland Diaries. He played an elf there. He's from the East Coast, but been in Chicago for a long, long time. And Block Club Chicago did a piece on Mitchell, who has tested positive for COVID-19, and he joins us now. Mitchell, how are you feeling?
Like I just said to Pete, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Okay, so how long have you had it, roughly?
It hit me like a ton of bricks 2 weeks ago today. I got tested the next day that the Howard Broward Health Center opened up their sort of like drive-by testing triage centers, and I didn't get the results, though, for 10 days.
Okay, so I want to rewind back here. So you said you had it 2 weeks ago. What did you feel like the day before you had it? Like, was it just a totally normal day, or did you get, like, were there warning signs?
There were no warning signs in my own symptoms. I was in Key West, Florida, where I had planned to hunker down with some friends. I had been there for a while before this all got crazy, and we thought, well, we'll just stay here. But one of our friends came down with some flu-like symptoms, and she went to urgent care, and they said, probably a regular flu, but treat it like it's COVID. And so we isolated her and, you know, took care of her, you know, from behind the door. And I felt fine. But then I felt a certain amount of pressure to get back home just in case, you know, stuff went south quickly, which, of course, it did. So I flew home 2 days early. So I flew home on Monday the 16th. I got on the plane. I felt fine. I got off the plane 3 hours later, and I felt like somebody hit me with a frying pan.
Yeah, that does not sound like the least bit of fun. Mitchell, by the way, has performed at the Northlight Theater, Second City, the Factory Theater, joining us now on 720 WGN. So how have you gone about getting healthy, Mitchell?
Well, I want to say something. That's the reason why I said yes to this. Is like you have to trust your own body and your own symptoms, right? You have to trust your own threshold. It was very clear to me that I was not the level of sick that needed to be hospitalized. It was explained to me by my doctor, who is the my primary care physician, who also happens to be the COO at Howard Brown Health Center, Dr. Baker. She's a superhero. And she explained to me what the symptoms to look out for, and that I had to monitor my own symptoms. It is not helpful to flood the ERs if you do not have the symptoms, and even if it is not helpful to demand testing by flooding urgent care centers, it is important to listen to your body, understand what the symptoms can be, and then trust your own threshold. So that's what I did. I understood what the symptoms were, what to look out for, that if my fever was more than 102.7 for more than a couple of days, that I needed to go to the ER. If my breathing became difficult, like literally I found it difficult to breathe or catch my breath, time to go to the ER. Until those points, you have to just stay home and take care of yourself. Don't worry about getting tested. If you feel sick, treat your symptoms. Take yourself seriously. I think we're spending too much time as individuals panicking about, I'm not tested, I need to get tested. Who's going to get tested? The testing is important for the CDC. The testing is important to understand clusters, to understand the curve, to understand where it's coming next, and to understand who may or may not have antibodies. But the important thing is to listen to your body, understand what the symptoms can be, and monitor them. Drink, hydrate, rest. That's important.
Mitchell Fain joining us here on 720 WGN. One of our great performers in the city, battling the coronavirus and telling you to stay home and don't be running and overflooding the hospitals, which obviously are incredibly challenged. You said 102.7, not over that, but your fever was close to that, was it not?
Oh, it was there. It was definitely there. And I monitored it. And I understood that if it went past that or if it stayed there, it would get up there, but then it would go back down. So that's why I didn't panic, right? Because I had the information. There's no need to panic. You have to trust your body. We get up that high, and then, you know, I take some fever reducer, Tylenol, NyQuil, DayQuil. I was taking Mucinex DM to make sure that my chest was clear. That's another important thing, is checking in on your breathing, right? Taking really deep, good breaths every 20 minutes, 25 minutes, to make sure that you don't have what they call respiratory anxiety. Take a deep breath, hold it for 4 seconds. If it doesn't make you anxious or force you to cough, you're great. Keep monitoring.
I love that you just did it in real time, because I did the exact same thing. And I
did. I think it's important. You know, I was joking with someone earlier that, you know, actors always have this reputation for being so dramatic, you know. We breathe dramatically. And yet our training is to use our breath and to train our emotions and prepare so that we can, like performing monkeys, make people laugh or cry or whatever we do. But the minute we behave that way in our real lives, we're called dramatic. Well, guess what? We may be onto something, because our ability to check our breath and to breathe properly has been a huge tool for me. Everyone should go online, find some nerdy actor who gives a tutorial about breathing on YouTube, and pay attention, because it saved me, because I was never in panic, because I understood that my breath was still healthy.
Well, what's your most favorite role you ever played, Mitchell?
The most favorite role I ever played? That's twofold. I just did a television series for CBS called The Red Line that we took place here in Chicago, and that was an extraordinary opportunity written by Caitlin Parrish and Erica Wise, two Chicago writers. But I got to play Allen Ginsberg, the poet. Right after he passed away, some friends of mine put together a production about the poet Allen Ginsberg, who was my favorite, all of our favorite, and it's the best thing I've ever done, and our late, great, theater critic Richard Christensen was the only time he ever came to see me, and he called me perfect. So I'm going to go with that.
Well, that's a hell of a compliment right there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't want to get too personal here, but would you say that you were in good health before this happened, or were you kind of maybe living the nightlife type of thing? Not to, you know, just trying to understand where you were coming from.
Yeah, I am very lucky to say that I am a particularly physically fit person for 53 years old.
Wow.
I exercise regularly. I eat healthy. I've had some health issues in my life, which has had in my past that have encouraged me to be as healthy as I can be. And so I do think I'm personally wildly impressed with my own immune system because of a series of other. Something else happened during the week, this past 2 weeks, in which I got a terrible, terrible infection that was maybe 20 times worse than the virus itself. And somehow my body managed to heal both of those things at the same time. So I am here to say, don't smoke, moderate your drinking, get rest, hydrate, get at the minimum of exercise that you can get, and your body will surprise you. Because I'm in my 50s, and I've had some health issues in my past, and man, oh man, my immune system came through for me.
So I was actually hoping you were gonna say, hey man, I'm in theater, I like to go out after the performances, I drink, I smoke, and I'm getting better. That would have been sweet, but I appreciate the honesty.
That was in my 20s. Here's another thing that I think is very important that I'd like to share. You know, right now maybe we can't do it because we're all isolated, but it's so important and has become such a benefit to me to have a primary care physician, right? A general practitioner who's in charge of the centralizing of your health information. So you have one person you have a relationship with someone that you trust who knows your body, knows your history, so you can say, hey, this is what's happening to me, and they can say, based on your history, based on your health, this is what I recommend. And I think so many people, especially young people, when insurance is hard to get, forget to have a primary care physician. They leave their parents' house where they've had their family doctor forever, and then they don't do it for themselves. And I think it's really key to have one person who knows about your health.
That's my guy, Dr. Patel. See him once a year. Yeah. Does the full inspection. I hate it.
I hate it, but it centralizes the information about your body. My doctor, Dr. Baker, Kegelwitz Baker at the Howard Brown, she knows me. I've been a compliant patient of hers for almost 20 years. So when I say this is what's going on, she takes me seriously. She understands. She looks at my history. She says, this is a risk for you. This is not a risk for you. This is what I recommend for you. And it allows a sense of peace and calm while you're dealing with something as scary as this. And all And I don't know about other people, but I'm alone. I isolated myself in my apartment. My boyfriend isn't even here with me. So during the worst of this, I've been completely alone, which is its own kind of scary. At the same time, it feels good because I'm not hurting anyone else or potentially hurting anyone else. But to have a sense of calm, to have the idea that there's a person who understands, who has all your information, is very calming. So it's important to pay attention to your symptoms, reach out to your doctor, listen to your body, and stay the bleep home.
No doubt. Hey, Mitchell, I'm glad you're feeling better. It sounds like you're, I don't know, 80% of the way home, would you say, is that's about right?
I do feel that way. I probably have another 7 to 10 days where I have to monitor my symptoms because they want you to have a certain number of days with absolutely no fever, absolutely no cough, no symptoms, and no medicine, right? No Tylenol, no fever booster to affect that. And so I'm going to give myself another week at least before I can say for sure. But I'm cautiously optimistic. Tell you what else doesn't help. When people say like, oh, but you know, I've heard that people feel good and then they get even sicker. You know what? Not helpful. Between me and the doctor.
Yeah.
Thank you for your help. Thank you for your paranoia. Thank you for your panic. It may even come from a place of love. Please keep it to yourself.
Mitchell, great to talk to you. Thanks for jumping on. We look forward to seeing you back on the stage when this all gets past us, okay?
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate you giving me a chance to share some information.
I appreciate you sharing. Mitchell Fain, one of our great performers in the city.